This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Have we all had some sort of tragic Uber experience?
Tragic, no.
Weird,
maybe a
creepy.
Little
exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten in the wrong Uber?
No.
Oh, no.
God, really?
No.
You're really? Not even trying.
What do you mean?
Like, if there's an event, like I've done it more than once, but like you're out in front of a restaurant and there's like, oh, you're looking for a black. It's like I was kind of a snob at first because Uber was giving me stuff
at first.
Okay. Uber, when I first, like if you're an Uber driver and you've picked me up, my username is actually Slacker because Uber set up my account.
Okay.
So I'm sure I could go in and change it. I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly. So first?
No, I'm just saying, okay.
Because you could change it.
I don't know. I've never gone into the settings of it because I don't want to because every once in a while I just get free stuff. But like when it first started, it was like when it first started, it was more Uber Black anyway.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys remember this.
No,
it was like a big deal when they added Uber X, where people could pick you up in a ratchet car. Uber at first was sort of like nice cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They kept that information from us normal people for a while, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know until they were Uber X, and then they let us.
Because Uber at first was like the... You had to have like a town car. Like it had to be a nice car.
And didn't they wear like suits and stuff too? Or
no,
wasn't that
it wasn't
part of it?
Ridiculous. But
I thought the drivers did. I thought that was part of.
No,
not that
I don't remember that.
Okay.
But it was nice. It was like, so I just remember you look at the app, it's like Cadillac Escalade and like, whoop, here comes a Cadillac Escalade. And then I'm like, whoop, jump in the back seat. And I'm like, all right. And then I remember like the panic on the dude's face going, because he was just picking up his wife. Out in front of this thing. He wasn't even an Uber driver.
The amount of times I check the license plate.
You do?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I don't know if they did that at first.
Oh.
I think you just jumped in the rain. It was like, car,
no,
similar make and model.
I will literally go behind the car, stand there with my phone, checking it to make sure.
Really?
And then confirm the name.
Oh man, I'll jump in with anybody.
Mm.
If you're in the neighborhood of 4700 South Syracuse, stop on by, I'll jump in your car.
That's why Uber keeps giving you free stuff. They're like, please just use the app. Please stop getting in random cars.
So, like, we want to hear your Uber stories, but like, again, it doesn't have to be Uber.
Right.
Because like Uber is just now the thing, right?
Yeah.
We just call it that. You can have a weird, tragic taxi experience or a
Lyft.
I was going to try to come up with like tragic.
Lucrative Lyft.
Sure.
Okay.
So somebody pepper sprayed their Uber driver in the face, and it's making news.
Wow.
New York woman was caught on camera unloading a full can of pepper spray into the ice.
Oh no.
I don't think it says why.
No, I don't know, because her friend said that she was also confused.
Okay.
So she just all of a sudden decided she didn't like the cut of his jib and just
He's driving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know if you like shoulder roll them out of the car. Are they allowed to boot you, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Have you barfed in one?
No.
I have friends who've barfed in one.
Oh.
It's a full $250.
Yeah. It's a cleaning fee.
Yeah, but they don't give the Uber driver the full $250, which is really unfair.
They don't?
I don't think so. I think they give them like I know Uber takes a percentage of everything, but on that one, you got to give them the whole thing.
Yeah.
Somebody just barfed in your car, man.
You have to go get it cleaned.
Yeah.
Well, is it to, otherwise people are going, and they barfed too, and this one also barfed, and this one barfed.
You're right.
And then you're making
multiple
a lot.
Barfer.
Yeah.
So you're trying to make an extra grand.
But still,
night.
Then you could flag people if they're doing that. I agree. They should get Because to clean barf out of a car is no small task.
Yeah. That's,
well, because like if my kid barfed in a car, it wouldn't cost you that much to clean it because they're going to be like decorum and they're going to hold their hands over their face. It's not going to be. But a drunk person is just like
in the middle of talking, just going to come out.
In the middle of laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, hold up. Oh. Oh, that was close. Because and it's always
triggered
just,
something.
It smells like
it burns.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll all talk about our Uber experiences, but we want to hear your weirdness in an Uber. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I'm the type of person where I don't mind getting in the front seat, so sometimes I'll do that. After I have, you know, checked the license plate 100
times. Hold up, you are too?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm by myself, yeah. Because it's weird to be in the back.
No, it's not. It's you're not their friend. You sit in the front with your friend.
It could be. Yeah.
We haven't determined that yet. We got to check.
Yes, we have. They're an Uber driver.
We got to see.
No, you both do for real?
Yeah. You ever heard of Iowa? I'm from there.
Oh, my God. I told you, I've thought recently about doing it because I don't sleep well. And I'm like, why don't I just go?
And just drive?
Yeah, just drive. Just get some, like...
But, especially because you're by the airport, so you could get some.
Yeah, and I don't. It's not really about the money. I don't know. It's just like having weird conversations and like confessions of Slacker, the Uber driver. Like we could talk about it every day.
Yeah.
But like, if someone got in my front seat, I'd be like, "Dude, you're making me feel weird.
Really?
You gotta get in the back. We're not friends."
See, I feel like the back is weirder because you're just they don't know what you're doing back there.
Yeah.
Because there's a story that they were going down. They were like on 470 or something. They were on some fast road. And the passenger like yoinked up on the emergency brake while they were going 100 miles an hour.
Oh, well, okay. Well, he was helping.
No, you were not Tokyo drifting.
You need to slow down.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're in the front seat, what have you ever, like have you... like hooked up or
no?
Oh, I thought you had an Uber story. I was
I did have one Uber driver, and like post COVID, I've like sat in the back just to like give space or whatever.
Okay.
I don't take Ubers that often, but I do chat a lot with them. And there was one guy who was like telling me his life story about how he was recently let go from his job, and he was like a trucker, and they let go of him because. He couldn't be a trucker anymore because something to do with his back or something. And like he could just like, he was a liability. And then here he is being my Uber driver. And I was very scared for that ride. Yeah. Very nice man.
You know, you're getting enough wrecks. Eventually they kick you out. Yeah. Anyways, where are you heading, sweetie?
Yeah. It was like,
cool. I had a couple different ones. Like I had a guy that was definitely on drugs. Like you could tell he had just hit it just before we got in the car.
Okay.
I had a guy who wouldn't stop telling my kid that he was in juvie and to keep my kid's life straight. Had another guy about he was on medical grade MDMA to keep his life straight. Also my kid in the car.
Okay.
And then I think my favorite one was I had a guy go, "Are you the Slacker from the radio?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Do you guys ever play rap?" And I'm like, "Well, sort of. We play we play a couple things that are rap." And he's like, "Well, I'm a rapper." And I'm like, okay. And he's like, "Can I play a song for you?" And I'm like, "Sure." So he hits start on his CD player, and I'm like, "I'll just sit through this guy's song." No, he doesn't have a song. He has the bed for whatever Hendrix song that is. And he rapped over it live.
Oh.
He gave you a concert.
In the car. And it was all like anti-police, it was like, and this, mind you, this is like a barely 20-year-old white kid who was just, it was one of the most surreal, like he turned into Too Short.
Okay.
In front of my eye. And what am I going to do? Am I gonna shoulder roll out of his Hyundai?
Looks like my Lyft is outside.
Yes, actually. I need to pull over. That was truly the most uncomfortable Uber. Yeah.
Oh, I rode in one time. It was with my whole family. We went to a baseball game, and not a Rockies game, so we took an Uber back to our apartment at the time.
Okay.
And it was like pouring rain, like flash flooding, like the worst rainstorm. And our Uber driver had never driven in that type of rain before.
Oh, no.
And so we kept going over these big puddles, you know, and he kept just...
He's hydroplaning.
He kept stopping. He kept being... No. He kept stopping. He's like, no, you gotta go through. You gotta keep going. That's not the time to stop. Which is our whole family there. And it's like, okay, we lived just a few blocks away. I was like, we should have walked. We should have walked in the rain.
Just walk through the puddles.
All right, well, yeah. This has been really uncomfortable. If you've been in an Uber ride that's this uncomfortable... tell us your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about Uber stories. People in the room here are lame. They've never had a meth guy like driving them or a...
I don't think that's our fault.
Former criminal. You guys, like, you don't take it very much, do you?
No.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Well, we're going to set up accounts under your air names.
I guess I don't drink enough.
That's the answer.
Uncle Johnny?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Uber, what's your story?
I've been driving them for years and years, and I had a meth head.
Oh.
Girl get in my car, and she put her phone. She stunk really bad, for one thing. She leaned up behind me in the back seat, and she was talking to her dealer or whatever he was. And he was threatening me that if I touched her, he was going to kill me. And she was going like crazy in the car, and I just bought a new car. And then she didn't want to go where he wanted her to go, and I was right by there, so I pulled over, and there was a guy standing there. And I grew up in the hood on Colfax and Federal, so I knew how to fight and go through hell and all this other crap. And
okay.
So I pulled over and I told this guy, I got a crazy woman. I'm going to pull her out of the car. I drive for Uber. And he goes, I didn't see anything. And I physically got her out and threw her on the grass and took off and called my boss. And he said, Jesus Christ. They wanted me to call the cops.
I go, Uncle Johnny. We're just going to put you on hold and you can just tell stories for the rest of the day.
Are you looking for work? We need someone.
Oh, wow. Mandy?
Yeah,
Uber.
Okay, I was going to die, you guys. This guy was going, he was speeding in and out, but that wasn't the worst part. He had one bag that he was eating out of. I think fries and a hamburger.
Okay.
And he just kept eating. And then he would cough into another bag, like hacking like he had like bronchitis. And then he would just keep eating. While he was doing this, he's weaving in and out of traffic.
Okay, we're describing a two-bag eating system. What's he driving with?
He was driving with his left hand and he was eating with his right.
Okay. But then the left hand was also the cough bag.
No.
Oh, he just go back and forth between the cough bag and the... Okay. No, I'm just trying to get the whole picture here. I thought he was ambidextrous, but...
Okay. I thought I was going to die. I got to the place because I was picking up my car.
He didn't even offer any to you in the back?
Any of the cough bag? Stephanie?
Yay.
Uber, what happened to you?
So I was actually a driver. I went to go pick up these two guys one morning. They had went out the night before downtown, got super drunk, got to my car. Their faces were just bloody and beat up, black eyes. They get to the car and start arguing with each other the entire way back to try to find their car. Come to find out, they got into a fight with each other the night before over a girl, and they beat the crap out of each other. Over some girl, and decided to tell me the story on the way to find their car. We get downtown, and they don't know where they parked.
That is not a you problem.
No.
Yeah, I know. Over some girl who was not with either of them the next morning.
So finally, I just stopped and said, okay, we're downtown. Like, I'm just going to have to let you out here, and you got to figure it out on your own. Because I'm not just going to drive around until you guys figure out.
Until they escalated back up to a fight again.
Right.
Okay. Yeah,
they were fighting in the car. One got in the front, one got in the back. And then
okay.
Oh, my God.
You have just talked me out of being an Uber driver 100%.
I called shotgun.
Roxanne?
Yay.
Yay.
Uber, what do you got?
So we were in Florida. It's New Year's Eve, and it's 2 a.m. We went to Disney World. We're getting out of Disney World. Everybody's calling for an Uber. The one, like, we got canceled like three times. The one that finally shows up is this old, you know what, minivan. It's like falling apart, old guy inside. So we get in with our three young kids, and he's taking us back to the hotel, and he's like trying, he all of a sudden he's telling us about some girl that he met on Tinder or something, and he's like wants to show us pictures of her, but we're going like 90 miles an hour down the highway, and he's literally looking for his phone, like not looking at the highway, and I'm like, can you not? Can you just
Now go? I'm back in
the Slacker Show.
Alice
105.9.
Once again, yeah. T-Hack is the one bringing it up.
I'm live on the scene. Lots of penis talk here at the Paris Olympics.
What are you doing? We're on the air. We don't.
They're talking.
I don't think it's real.
What is
How
not real?
How do you not?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you've been under a rock, we don't do Olympic coverage.
To be under that pole vaulting thing. That's what I want to be.
So there is he French? Where's this dude from?
Yeah, I think he's French.
Was he French? I don't know. I didn't
so there's
get that
a
far.
Rumor going around that this dude.
How is it a rumor?
It's not
because
a rumor, it's
I
a
think
video.
They slowed it down. Like, okay, did you see the 100 men's 100 meter, which basically determines the fastest human on the planet? Is it? Okay. It's how.
Oh, because it was like the heads lined up. It's first. The rule is first. Face or first head to get across the
finish line. I think it's first anything above the clavicle is the key.
Oh, okay,
so if you're running and you're like, head is flung back and somehow your clavicle went through first, but it can't be your foot. Like you can't kick out. It's anything above the clavicle. So I don't think you can even put your arm out.
No.
So.
Okay. That makes sense.
So when I watched that race live. I mean, that race is the one that no one will ever beat the record of.
Usain Bolt.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
You're pathetic, T-Hack. You call yourself, everyone knows who the fastest man on the planet is.
I don't like running. I don't understand running. A sport, you got to do something else. Like every sport has running in it. It's like, well, I just run. I'm like, well, then try to like bounce a ball while
that
you do it.
Or
try
literally to do something else. One of the most lucid arguments you've ever made for anything. You're kind of right.
Because runners, I remember seeing these shirts and they were like, my sport is your sport's punishment. Right, because if you get in trouble in basketball, it's like run some sprints. Right, it's like right. That's part of every sport is you run.
You're kind
of
right.
Right, carry a
baseball,
ball.
You run.
Imagine a football player. It's like, yeah, I got huge guys chasing after me. They're going to take my head off, and I'm running.
Okay, but nobody runs as fast as like
as Usain Bolt. Yeah. Yes, I was trying to. I was thinking of there was an American, wasn't he? Because his name was kind of like Michael Jordan. Wasn't it? It was like Michael.
Americans came in 1 and 3.
It was
actually.
Like before Usain Bolt, like in
the
90s.
The guy who was the fastest before. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Was it Michael Johnson?
Michael Johnson, yeah. Because I remember it was like, Michael Jordan and Michael Johnson are like the two athletes at similar times. So I was thinking of him, not Usain.
So I watched this race live because it is one of the things. I know I swore to God I wasn't going to watch any Olympics, but then it's just something.
I'm glad you're doing it.
Well, normally I have a cooking show. Like if when I'm at my house, I just need something on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have like mood music at your house, T-Hack,
yeah.
right?
Yep. But
like,
yeah. I'm what we call cultured.
Okay.
So I set a vibe.
You have Kenny G.
Yeah.
Kenny G is the white Zinfandel of jazz musicians. It's like, it's not good. It's
I'm not cultured enough to know.
It's the California role.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have it on, and then we all kind of gathered around the TV. We're like, we're going to watch this thing. And there's two dudes from Jamaica, which is where Usain Bolt was from. And you're like, they're obviously going to win. They had a swagger about them. But the kid who did win came out, and he was just like, ah! He was losing his mind, jumping all over the place. Just before the race started, he's standing still, and he like, wah! Just like a frog jumped. And I swear to God, his vertical, his legs were over all the other runners.
Wow.
He was like, yoink, and he's 6 feet in the air. And I'm like, this guy's on drugs. Like, I don't know what's happening. They run, Jamaican guy wins. I'm like, yeah, okay, Jamaica still has it. But they didn't put the results up. And you're like, what is going on? And it took him like 5 minutes, and finally they put it up. The American leapfrog dude won it.
Really?
By 5/1000ths of a second. Because he just kind of went, and like shoved his beak out.
Yeah.
like if you look at the thing, I don't know how they could, like how you could tell. Like it to me, they look like they cross at the exact same time.
Do they share a medal? Does that ever happen? Do they tie?
If they were at
or they
the exact
have to decide?
Same so, moment, yeah. Then you can, I think.
Hmm. And then they like alternate weekends and they ship it back and forth.
Yes. It's like, you get it this. No. Okay. So I don't even know why I got off on this tangent.
Yeah, but let's get back to the wiener talk.
The point that,
come on. Now renamed to the Penis Olympics, okay. 2024 here in
because
France.
Because there was the swimmer that we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was going viral for.
Also French.
Ah.
So the French have big wee-wees, huh?
Wee-wee?
Oh, my God. Oh, there's ovaries all over the room now. It's just like... Whoosh, whoosh.
What a good way to improve the stereotype about your country, though, is just to go, look, we don't care if we place. We don't care if anyone's on the podium. Who's got the big dongs? Send them. It'll help the country as a whole. Everyone will be talking about us. That's my conspiracy theory.
Okay. Well, he's a pole vaulter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I don't think we can talk about this.
We hang out too much.
We do. You, I mean, okay.
It's so true, though. It's not fake. There's the
it's
video.
It's fake. There, but the, if we got, so, will you find the video?
Oh, I don't have to search.
So what I'm told, so the deal is they just, you jump.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like everybody hits that height and they're like, okay, raise that bad boy up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's my understanding as
and
well.
And then they just keep going up. And then if only one guy gets through, that guy wins or whatever. Well, he's clearing this bar and he gets all the way over and your...
Well, his knees hit it first.
Okay. That's,
but they're no, still later.
No, that's...
Oh,
what,
do his knees hit it first?
Because it wobbles. The pole wobbles before he's all the way over.
There was a lot of wobbling.
This is what I'm saying, Hack. His massive dong is not what caused him to lose. Everybody on the internet...
It's what caused the bar to officially fall because he did not clear it. But the way that it just
but
like...
But the wobble was... The wobble...
He hit it perfectly.
Yeah, the way... You can see it. You can see it in the video. Like, the
but
moment
you're
that
ignoring
it...
the initial contact is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I'm focused on bigger and better things.
Does your wife know that you
no,
talk about
it? No, she's not allowed to watch. It's just me.
Oh, I'm playing. Okay. For some reason. Okay, there we go. I don't know.
Why would you not want to wear like compression shorts underneath?
Here's my thing. I think they are.
Oh.
Mm. Well, aren't the tights kind of, they're compression-y,
yes.
Right?
So he's so...
I would want extra room, just in case. Or
I don't
not
know,
extra
but you
room.
Can
I would want
because
extra tightness.
You need to be light, because you're going...
Exactly. Hold everything in so I can clear the bar
but
better.
I just think you want the less weight. So I guess all I'm saying is, do you think, like, if he just walked up to a bar and went like, and hit it, he could knock it off? Or would he need the initial wobble? Was it's like the pole in its non-excited state
okay.
Would probably have not
would not have fallen.
Hit,
it would have just
yes,
but he would have clipped it either way.
He would have yes, but that would have not. I'm just
I can't stop walking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I did something really big recently that I think both you two...
I did something very big. You're going to be proud. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Are you doing Gru?
Yes.
That's not a bad Gru.
Thanks.
I don't know what's been going on, but I've been doing Gru. Like, I didn't go see the new movie, but like, Gru. Okay, everything's a simulation. Literally, for the last couple of days, all I've been doing is Gru. Like, my daughter came up and she was like, can I get the flavor blasted extreme version of Pirate Booty? It's just like,
yeah.
It's basically, remember the Cheeto or Cheez-It commercial where it's like, and there's like orange dust all over in the room. It's that. And she's like, can I get that? And I'm like, no. She's like, please. I'm like, no. And she's like, pretty please. I'm like, the physical appearance of the please. I'm like, Gru is in my head.
We've been watching a lot of Gru as well.
Which one did you watch? Because the first one's the only one that's good.
The first one and then the second one is what we've been watching.
The second one isn't bad.
Yeah, that's good.
Is the second one got the lipstick girl?
Lipstick taser!
Lipstick taser!
Anyway.
So I did something that I think, I don't know that you'll be proud of, but I think it'll make both specifically you and Aaron, Slacker and Aaron, happy. And it kind of broke my heart
because
a little bit.
I'm happy. Oh my God, that's in Gru. This is so weird.
So I took my son to go buy some new shoes. Now, you know, I have a thing for shoes. I'm a big shoe guy.
Yes, sir.
Specific Nike, Jordan, anything and everything. I know everything about them. Love them. My son specifically asked for a pair of black and white Converse Chuck Taylor.
Yeah.
He's like, enough of these Jordans, enough of this Nike crap.
Buddy,
I want to wear Converse.
He's becoming his own man.
He is. And so it tore me up a little bit because part of me is like, I mean, sure, we could get you those.
He doesn't
want
to be like dad.
A little bit.
Who does he want to be like?
Just about everyone on TV who has every character in every TV show has Chucks, or even all the cartoons, their shoes look like. Yeah, they just look like generic
sneakers,
Converse sneakers. Yeah, exactly, sneakers. So that's what he wants to do. He wanted the black ones, the high top ones, because they could wear. And I'm like, oh, do the lows, because then you could wear them with shorts. But I'm trying to not.
You can wear high tops with shorts.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You do
the high. I don't wear high top Chucks with
what
shorts.
What is the difference between you wearing an Air Jordan?
And I really don't. I wear like a low top or a mid top at most. I really don't wear my high tops that much with shorts, to be fair.
I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know there were rules. Okay.
No, so I'm just saying I had this moment of like, no matter what, I'm like, Leo's 4 years old. He's had maybe 8 pairs of Jordans already, like through the years. And he's still just like, yeah, I want Chucks. So it's like, no matter what you give your kid, they kind of just want something different, or they want their own thing.
Well,
so of course. Yeah, so it was cool, but it was also kind of, it was hard for me.
Does it bother you to know how many Chucks I have and that I'm now going to come around and wear them at your house?
It bugs me that I just switched to Vans for the first time.
Yeah, why did you switch?
I don't know. It felt right.
I almost wore my Vans today.
You should have, because T-Hack is wearing his Vans.
Wearing Vans, yeah. Yeah, my poser Vans.
Can I see them? This is radio, so yeah.
They're the checkerboard ones.
Oh, that's stupid. That doesn't count.
Why doesn't it? Yeah.
No. Because I know that's like.
You're not in the
cool club with me and Aaron.
He admitted it.
Right. No, I know I'm not.
So well, then.
The cool club of everyone? What?
The question that I have is, are you going to come on board with the Chucks now? Because
we match shoes a lot. That's something we've done. But
yeah.
I don't have a pair of black Chucks. I have a pair of red Chucks somewhere, probably. I don't have black ones.
Because I do remember the day that, like, my son... It shouldn't happen this fast, but they... Like, for the longest time in your kid's life, they literally think you hung the moon. The moon!
Look at the steel!
The moon! But, like... And then the day that you... There's a day where they just, you can feel it flip. Like they're looking at you, or they go to their grandpa for something. It's like, hey, I need the pickle jar open. And they're like, they walk past you and you're just like, So that literally happened to you.
A little bit. Yeah. And then, so we got home, we got the Chucks and he's so excited about his first pair of Converse and everything. And then I have actually had a pair of Jordans, because when the Jordans release, you either have to get them or you don't. So especially when you're buying them for kids, you kind of just guess at a size, or you go, well, he's got a size 11, so I'll just get a size 12 in this, because I want him to have this shoe.
Oh,
they're not
going to
fit him. So I had a pair of some Jordans kind of waiting for him. And so I'm like, this is great. You've got your Chucks. I have another surprise for you. Here's a brand new pair of Air Jordans for you. I've been hanging on to them. They might be a little big still, but just so you know, these are a little, like, I want you to try them on. And he's kind of like, yeah, cool.
Oh, no.
I hate him.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
It's other people's problems. OPP is the abbreviated version. We take your problems, we make them worse, and TX will tell us now what is happening today.
Mm-hmm. We've got kind of a custody battle going on here. We get to decide the fate of, well, let's ask her.
Ava?
Yai.
What's happening? Custody, that sounds serious.
Yeah, so I'm in the process of moving out, splitting up with my boyfriend for 3 years. And we got a dog together. We adopted a dog.
Together?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a fairly common thing. I don't know what that together was about.
No, I'm just saying so often, like I get a dog like a week before she moves in, but then she basically raised the dog. Like, I think to me the together matters in that. Yeah. They legitimately, it's like, no, but I've raised a dog since it was a puppy. It's like, but legally, it was his dog before.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah,
you
that's
literally,
like how my dogs are. They were my wife's. I didn't go like meet them. They
no
would,
one would
just
even.
Just because your dogs don't like you doesn't mean.
She had them without, she got them without me. Yeah.
100%.
It's different.
And no one, no judge, no jury, no rational thinking person would ever give you custody of the dogs.
Right. Yeah.
That's Wait. Not a compliment. I'm sorry, Ava. Keep going. So you've had the dog for a while.
Yeah, so we got the dog together. Technically, though, the dog is under his name with for the paperwork and stuff. But, you know, like I said, we got him together, and we both love the dog. And here's the thing. I take the dog to all the vet appointments, and I'm the one who walks him. So I'm honestly worried that my ex is just, like, doing this to spite me, and the dog is going to suffer, and I don't know. I need help. Like, I don't know how to get him to not be a petty jerk and, you know, let me have the dog.
Okay, so I'm going to do a little reading between the lines, if I may. You broke up with him.
Okay. I'm going to read between that laugh. Oh, yeah.
I mean, because you don't sound, I mean, maybe you didn't. I don't know that, but like, you sound like somebody who's like, you're saying, if you're accusing him of holding the dog, then you're basically saying he's trying to use it as a tool to get you back or get back at you, which means
I think he's a little bitter. He's got a little spite, but you know, this has been in process for a bit, so I would hope by now he could get over that.
Okay.
But maybe not. I don't know.
This is weird to talk about, and I probably shouldn't say who I'm talking about just to protect innocent people, but I have seen a relationship like this where she broke up with him, he kept their cat sort of as ransom. You probably don't want to hear any of this. And then when it clearly didn't work, the cat had an accident very soon afterward.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, it got out and it got run over. And it's like, did it? Like, not that he would kill the dog. I would hope.
Are you telling me that I should tell him a story about how the dog is going to come into some terrible fate if I don't get him?
But you say, like, you take the dog to all the vet appointments and everything. Do you deny that he loves the dog? Or do you just think you love the dog more?
No, I don't deny that he loves the dog. It's just he's not responsible with the dog. I'm worried the dog's not going to, like, get the exercise it needs. It's not a cat. Cats can just, like, hang out inside and sleep all the time. Dogs need, you know, exercise.
Well, if anybody's been in this situation, Ava could use your advice. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I've had buddies who definitely have adopted a dog with a girlfriend, and
it's a bold move.
Yeah, and then it's never worked. I've had like the same buddy who's done it multiple times, and he doesn't have any dogs anymore. He just kind of like
just gives them up.
I guess, yeah.
That's your consolation prize for dating me.
I guess. Yeah.
My gosh.
I don't know.
There's a box of kittens by the door. Like I don't.
It's better that than like a whole pack of them, I guess.
Yeah. If he just keeps collecting and adding To me, there's two things, like signing a lease with somebody, you're basically married. And if you buy a pet with somebody, how are you going to?
Because no one wants to have the conversation of like, well, what happens if we break up? Like who's like, there's no, is there like a prenup, a pawn-up or something?
But there is something depending on who signed the like adoption papers. where you could kind of take it to court, quote unquote.
Can I ask Ava and you, Tiak and Aaron, do you find the situation that I'm in weird? Like, my ex-wife and I bought the dog together, and the dog goes back and forth. Is that, do you think that's hard on the dog? Is that an option?
I think it was hard on the dog at first until your ex-wife got a dog. And now they are mates, or not mates, but buddies.
And they go back and forth together.
Together. I think that made it easier.
I mean, the one dog still goes back to her house to sleep.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, would you be open to having the dog go back and forth? Or is that, it works for me because my kids go back and forth. Mm-hmm. My ex-wife and I will be forever bonded.
Yeah.
We have no choice. You don't want to be bonded to this dude and share custody of a dog, do you?
I mean, I don't really, but also here's what I'd be willing to do. Like, if I had ownership of the dog and he wanted to like have dog on the weekends, you know, here and there, like I don't want to see him every single week all the time. Like I get 3 days, he gets 3 days. That's way too much. But like, if he wanted to
do the 2-5
and take the dog for a few days here and there, you know, I honestly think that like over time, if he doesn't live with the dog, his missing it will lessen and then he won't actually care.
So you just want to rip this Band-Aid off now.
That's really my theory.
Okay.
Well, is there any, I mean, can you see yourself just leaving the dog and going like, that's how I need to make a clean break from this relationship? Is anytime I look at that dog, I'm going to see my dog boyfriend too? You know, I'm going to be thinking of all the hassle and he's still going to text, hey, send me pics of the dog. And like, isn't there a way to just go, you know what? I love the dog, but
she loves the dog. Could you,
like,
if you love something, you have to let it go.
Aaron, you know better. You like, Tiak doesn't understand this because he doesn't love his dogs.
They're dogs.
There was talk during my divorce, hey, just if you want some of this stuff to go away, just give Moxie to her. And I'm like, and we're talking about sums of money. And I was like, no.
No.
I would have been like, why didn't you tell me that first? That would have been the first thing to lead with.
Because
like,
you just take the dog. Because you're not normal, dude. You're not a normal person. You're genuinely not.
I said, you could get another, just like you got.
No, there's not another Moxie. There's not. Like, he doesn't get it.
I don't know. The breeder would disagree.
Another
Moxie.
You are the least dog-loving person I've ever seen in my life in person.
Well, they don't love me.
That's because they know who you are.
Yeah.
They see into your dark, dark soul.
No, I see through their facade.
Ava, hang on. We're going to give you some advice. I don't know what to do with her because... You're disqualified. You
Why?
Don't get to talk
No,
about,
she's breaking she's up with
dog.
The guy.
She's just a dog. Just
she needs
away.
A clean start. She needs a clean slate. Just
Have I told
move
you
on.
How incredibly mad I was at my first wife? She walked away. Mojo was jumping up and down in his dog run like, hey, sticky, sticky, sticky. And like, she just kept walking. And I was like, who are you? What kind of person would do that?
Well, it happens. I've dated women and girls that had pets, and then you break up and you just never see that dog again.
20 years later, I ran into her and she told me that was the hardest thing she ever did.
Oh,
she was like, but I knew if I turned around, I'd stay with you.
So she did it for the greater good for herself. That's what I'm saying Ava should do.
Dude.
What? I'm not saying it's not going to be hard. It'll be difficult. You'll probably miss the dog. Just like if you move,
but the greater
if you move
good
to college
for the dog,
or something, you miss your dog. But eventually you meet friends and you don't think about your dog as much.
All
and
true.
You see it every
Those
once
are
in a while.
Also different situations because like the college dog was a family dog.
Right.
Not your dog. When it's your dog, it's different. That's like your first child.
And to me, the greater good for the dog is to be with Ava because she's the responsible one.
Yeah.
Like this dog's never going to do wellness checks. Its teeth are going to rot out. It's going to be fat. It's going to like just have all these problems. If you don't keep your dogs on a maintenance program, don't you nod your head at me.
Yeah. What?
Okay.
I think it's good for Ava. I think it's good.
To just walk away.
To walk away.
A cold-hearted human like you would.
Were you going to split custody with
yes!
the dog?
Yes, that's exactly
that
what I'm doing.
You have no reason to see this guy ever again. It sounds like he's a petty
You're
jerk.
Right. Just
you
don't get a different dog.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, that'll work, though.
We will take advice for Ava or criticism of T-Hack at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't really want to be on a show with him. I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Why?
Because I don't... Like, there's a lot of things I love about T-Hack, but this is very telling.
Yeah.
Hmm. What is telling about it? Ava went through a breakup.
Her boyfriend bought a dog together.
Yes.
And in the breakup, she thinks she should have the dog because she's the one who does all the stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Sets up the appointments, does all the stuff. And he's like, no, I want the dog.
Well, and his name is technically on the lease. So that's his standing. That's her standing. But she's breaking up with this guy. The relationship's over. I think she should move on from the dog, too. Otherwise, you do split custody with a guy you have nothing.
Can you go home tonight and give your wife this exact same scenario and report back? Because I think she's going to be as mad as I am. Because if you have no emotional attachment to things, then she's got to feel insecure that at any given point you're like, oh, we're done? Okay, I'll just get a new wife.
Cool.
Let's go get a different one. I don't get to see Leo anymore. I'll make another kid.
No, because T-Hack has a unique situationship with his dog. So I think there'd be some more understanding from his wife.
I didn't say it wasn't going to be hard. I'm sure it's going to be difficult. Just like when you date somebody and they
but
have a
dog.
But
you say it in such a cavalier
you
way.
Up.
You're like, just get another one.
That's what she needs to do. Yeah, somebody texted in. I want to respond.
Can't wait to hear this because they don't let me have access to the text.
Somebody said, T-Hack, you just don't get it. I almost gave my kid away before I gave my dog away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that. You nailed it. I do not get that.
No,
I do not get that. Do you get that?
That's being facetious, but okay. they're almost on the same level, dude. That's what I'm saying.
The dog.
When you have
and the
that
kid.
Close relationship that you obviously
yes.
do not have.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know what to tell you. Like it makes me question.
Well, what?
If they suddenly were like, well, Slacker, we don't want him on the show anymore. You'd be like, cool. Let's get a new one. Let's get a new guy in here. Yeah, let's get. Yeah.
Hey,
change out the goofy suit. Put somebody else in the goofy suit.
Well, that's never happened before.
But if it did, it seems like I'm genuinely.
No, I'm saying it has happened.
No, but no. No,
we are missing some people.
No,
here.
But I'm saying he left on his own.
Yes, yes.
But like, your level of detachment is freakish to me.
Well, during a breakup, I think that's what's best for her. Just like I've dated girls before who had a dog and I loved the dog and I came over and the dog would jump on me and we'd dance and we'd do everything. But eventually we broke up and that's just part of it. It sucks. I miss the dog, but I don't see that dog anymore. I don't know what happened to that dog. I don't know if that dog's still alive.
And I will say this, that dog is significantly better off without you in its life, because you're just it jumped on me, because you weren't providing anything. You're not like, oh my god, I would get down and let it like go under me and like lick my face and like and we would rough house or whatever. You tolerated a dog jumping on you, Ava.
I said I liked
it. He literally is what he said. It's like, no, I let it jump on me.
He did say that they would dance together, though.
Yeah, no,
so that's
dance.
Like the next level.
No, it's him.
It's a slight level up.
No, it's him trying to avoid getting jumped on.
It's blowing my mind. You're more worried about her losing the dog than her boyfriend. She's losing a human that they're breaking
up.
But like, what about the human bond?
They agreed. The dog might have a harder understanding.
It sounds like they didn't agree. It sounds like she kind of broke it off with the boyfriend, and he doesn't agree. I agree. A lot of feelings are going to be hurt here. This is a tough situation. Well, what do you suggest that she do?
I suggest she gets the dog because she's the one who's good with the
dog.
But
how's she going to get it from him?
I don't know. I don't know if you go before a magistrate or some wizard with a staff.
You shall not pass.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't. Okay. It's fine. We started an experiment that's basically because somebody made news by switching their Tinder profile to be in Paris.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of action going on over there.
They just let the matches come their way. This was obviously a female because all dating apps lean hard towards the fairer sex.
Mm-hmm.
She matched with somebody and then looked up on the screen as he won a gold medal. So like,
what are the odds?
So we have tasked Erin with, we've bought her Tinder Gold. did you change your icon on your script?
Like, I didn't.
You should.
Why?
Because then it's gold. You every time you open, it's like, wong, wong, wong. It's like, ah, gold.
Is it always called that, or is it just during the Olympics that we call it Tinder?
No, if you pay. So if you don't pay, Tinder's like red.
Okay.
But there's levels of Tinder, and then when if you buy the bigger levels, they offer to change the color of your icon.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely do it.
Yeah, I'm change like it, you're yeah. gold right now.
It's unnecessary. Just
it's only for a week. How long did you buy?
I don't remember what I bought.
I threw money at you.
Yeah,
how
I
much
know.
Did?
I think that one is a month.
It's probably cheaper for a girl. It drives me nuts. Okay, but here's the experiment. We're going to see if what I wanted the experiment to be is we're going to see if Erin can at least match with an Olympic athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Any, they don't need to be on a podium. They don't need to
at
see
all.
It. Just any.
Just,
yeah.
Yes.
That's what we want.
And somebody doing something. Like, yeah. They can even be like, they don't even make it through the qualifiers. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But it's somebody living in an Olympic village.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Here's where it starts to get frustrating for me. And we're going to have to get into this. But as a boy, I no longer pay for Tinder. But let me go in.
Okay. It's like going into a graveyard or something. It's
no,
like,
no, no.
It feels so spooky. It's so empty. It's so
without paying for it. Without paying for it. It tells me I have likes. So if I pay, I can go in and see who those likes are. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before you match with them, you could just see.
Yes,
who's
I can go. And if I like it, then if I say yeah,
then you could match
then
directly.
It's an insta match.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I haven't been on Tinder in months. Imagine how many people like me. Would you like to take a guess?
I don't know.
Just, it's not going to hurt
me. It's either going to let you down or you're going to be like, really?
No, that's you don't know enough about the app, so you're not going to hurt my feelings. But it's been months of people just scrolling through and finding an attractive...
Yeah.
Okay, so how
finding
many people
you,
do you think?
If it's been months, I would think at least 50. That's my.
Thank
that's
you.
Like my
that
safe.
Is,
I would say at least because every time I've seen my friends use Tinder, they're not even looking. They're just right. Just swipe.
I'm left. Because you're like barely anybody's gonna. Yeah, sorry. I'm just a snob. Anyway, I have 72. I have 72 likes.
Okay.
In several months.
That's good.
Yep.
My first guess was like 8, but I had to like no round.
Which would also be accurate, Erin. Why don't you open your Tinder app and why don't you say aloud to everyone listening how many potential likes are on yours? Is it near 72?
Yeah, it's close.
How many?
9,479.
My God, it's got to be good to be a woman.
Her phone is smoking.
You have 9,000 people.
Yeah.
Of that, how many people are in Paris, do you think?
A lot.
Do you think 1,000?
I would say 1,000.
You have 1,000 different men to sort through right now.
Yes, that are in Paris.
Or they say they're in Paris,
yeah.
Right? Because she
they,
says she's
exactly.
In Paris,
yeah, it could
too.
Be
so.
Like, yeah, everybody could be lying to everybody. Yeah,
it yes. Could be a guy down the hall.
100%.
Yeah.
It
is
probably
it you?
Is. I did change my... I'm like, Erin, hey! Hi! Hey!
What brings you here?
Have you looked at any that you think may potentially be an athlete?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, can we see him?
Yes. He has in his bio.
No.
That he
Okay, what?
And I'm trying to research him.
Is he speaking English?
He speaks French.
Oh boy.
Okay.
But he also
language
has
of love.
Looking for short-term fun, which makes it seem like it might be real cuz otherwise
just, okay.
He doesn't have the blue check to like confirm if it's a real person
he
or whatever.
He doesn't have the blue check.
Mm-mm.
But that dude's far too hot. So he's definitely an athlete or he's a bot.
Yeah.
It's all good or it's all bad.
Well, have you messaged him or anything?
No.
Has it seen bot? No? Oh.
Here's what happens to you.
Holding out for a gold medalist.
like when you...
Well, it does say that he got gold.
Okay.
Does it really?
In his bio, but I don't know.
It says he got gold.
Yeah, two.
Tinder
it does?
Gold.
Yes. So I'm trying to figure out who he is because it doesn't say last names.
So, but speaking French, he could be from Canada, or true, he could be from France, or he could be from any, are there other provinces that speak? Do you want to get with this guy? Do you want to,
oh, we can, yeah.
should we pony up the dough to fly him here?
I mean, that seems excessive.
Why? If you can hump an Olympic athlete, I will throw down. Because here's the thing. When I see somebody hot on Tinder, they never have, like, if they don't have a blue check mark, then you're like looking at them and you're like, they, all their
could
pictures.
Be a catfish.
It's totally could be, a catfish, yeah, more often than not, because they'll be like, what do you do? I'm here opening a fashion boutique and finding other investors for my crypto. And you're like, ugh, there it is.
I see.
Like, you're just, it's like, would you like to invest in my fashion boutique or the crypto? And I'm like, neither. I would like to be naked with you, but I don't think you're here. Yeah. I think you're... Yeah.
Ironically, the clothes are not what I'm worried about.
Right, 100%. Or pretend currency. I don't want to do any of that. So what are we going to do now? We need to...
Yeah, what sport is he? Does it say that?
No, but his bio said something along the lines of who... I had to use Google Translate, and it says, who oars with me on vacation? So I'm assuming it's like rowing or something.
Wow, those guys are pretty fit.
He's jacked.
He's ribbed.
Okay. I'll message him. What are we doing?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Like that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Science has come out with what I've always known.
No.
Gen Z.
No.
Aaron's generation, Aaron specifically.
No.
Are the biggest cheaters.
Aaron.
No.
The other day, I don't remember what we were talking about, but we were talking about...
I
don't remember if it was an OPP or something was happening, and I was like, I just kind of looked around the room. I feel like we've all sort of begun the metamorphosis, yes, of turning into the same person.
Yeah.
Let's look around what we're wearing today.
I literally was just thinking
that. Oh my God! Okay. But so, I made the assumption that everyone in this room... has, first off, I think everyone in this room has been cheated on. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Are you right? Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, with you.
Let's see, what time is it today?
It's fairly, yeah. You just gotta.
I have a cheatable face.
I was gonna say punchable.
Stop.
Punchable face.
I've heard them both.
Cheatable. No, I mean, I don't mean it bad. It's just, you're so nice. And I think that's...
I've heard that,
now
too.
Now I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, at a certain point, like, I don't think your wife would ever cheat on you.
No.
Because
no.
You're a great husband, great father, and it's just like, she doesn't want to screw that up. And I also don't know that
she's... also a great person and wouldn't.
Yeah, I just think she wouldn't.
You don't think she ever did?
No.
You think she's ever cheated on anybody in her life?
So this question is kind of tough for me because we got married really, really young, right? She was 21. I was 24, maybe. So we were very young. So like, I have cheated one time, but it was on a girl I dated in high school. And
what does cheating to you mean? You had relations with somebody else while you were in a relationship with somebody?
No, I kissed another girl. She kind of kissed me.
And that counts as cheating to you?
At the time, yeah, it does. Because I was dating a girl, I kissed another girl, and I did it one time, and I know enough that I'm not a cheater.
Okay.
It destroyed me. It was terrible. I felt so guilty.
What was
so bad
about it? I don't understand.
The feeling guilty part.
But you didn't...
Do you not have that?
Do you not have a conscience?
Yeah.
I do now. Like, once I got cheated on, then I'm like, okay, I can't do that anymore. Because now I know what it feels like on the other side. But before that,
that's terrible.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying.
I'm saying with my wife, like, so I don't, when she was in high school, I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, we haven't really gone over. I don't think that's really relevant, though, your high school relationships to, like, real world.
Okay. So this is, let's just get into what we think cheating is. Like, do you think cheating where do you think it comes from? Because for me, I was a young man with an insatiable appetite for relations.
Hear, hear.
Okay.
So was I.
So
yes.
That's why I'm asking
you. You could have just stopped at young male.
Right.
We get it.
But so the best way to make that happen is to have
self-control.
Multiple ports in a storm.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have, like,
oh, she's traveling, so I gotta go over here. Or oh, she's working over there, so I gotta work over here. Like, I like that's like no, like,
no, I don't think so.
Why not? Like, I'm not condoning it. And God, no one open the text line because I don't want to see what they're saying. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, but I understand where it comes
from. It's a thing that happens. Yeah, and just same like me, like that was a situation where that I was like, in where it was like, I'm okay, I'm going for it. I know it's wrong. I knew like all the things, you know it's wrong.
And yeah, I didn't have that.
Oh, okay.
But so this is where it gets weird for me because I find Aaron is an Aries, mm-hmm. I'm an Aries. Mm-hmm. I find us, while we're not the same on a lot of levels, I kind of thought we were the same on this level. Mm. I just kind of put you.
Interesting.
To help me, T-Hack. tell me you look at Aaron and go, oh my God, no. Like, don't you see her? Like, regular Aaron standing in front of you right now, never cheat. You would never cheat. I don't think you would.
No. Never have, never will.
Aaron. Would cheat.
No.
Aaron would cheat. When Aaron, it's like, like
when the drinks are flowing or having a good
when Colorado State Troopers are in here and Tiak is seven lemonades deep,
dancing in the corner,
booting and rallying and then dancing in front of police officers to try to prove his sobriety. That guy would cheat.
No.
Would cheat.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, I don't think so.
You don't get sideways and go...
No.
No, mm-mm. I don't think you do now you have too much to lose.
No, if anything, I would get more lovey, I would say. I would go the other way.
That's what I'm saying. You get more lovey and you're...
More attached instead of less attached.
Right, but your wife's not here, so then you're just like getting attached. That doesn't happen to you.
No, it doesn't. It honestly doesn't. And I think I give off that vibe because the opportunities never even present themselves.
No, they don't present themselves.
But I was thinking about
either.
This the other day. Like, I DJ almost every weekend. I'm out in the club. I'm downtown. It's like I never even get approached. I think I somehow put off the vibe that like he's not gonna.
That's one way.
It might be the wedding ring.
No, that doesn't stop it. For some,
I was hoping it was that. It's a big blow to the confidence.
Hey, play along.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we started this thing called Normal or Nope. It's basically human behaviors that one of us kind of does or we think everybody does. And we're looking for validation on, like, do you think it's normal to not abide by things when it says like change your toothbrush head every 3 weeks or whatever?
Yeah.
I think it's a month at a max. Yes, it's a month, dude. Okay. Grotesque. How long when was the last time you
What year did I graduate?
That's why you, like, Aaron and I for a while had the matching Quip toothbrushes.
I still use my Quip.
I went to the Oral-B spinny one.
Oh.
Because I read something that it was better. Three Quips.
Mine broke, too. I had Quip for a while, too, and then it broke, and then that's when I got off.
What you color either- did you have?
I had the black one, but not the all black. I had the white.
All black with white. Still, I had the all black.
Yeah, I know.
At the end.
Yep, you're better than me. I remember.
At least Quip, once a month, you'd get a new thing.
Yeah, and the new batteries and everything, which I always hated that because it's like, these batteries aren't dead yet. And then that's when I started getting in trouble, too, because then I wasn't changing the batteries at the same rate.
You are such a hoarder. Yet.
I am a hoarder.
The reason you're changing is because it's going to die. You don't have to wait for it to die.
But there's still juice left in them. It wasn't for me. Now I have a rechargeable one, and I don't have to worry about the batteries.
And when was the last time you changed the head? I ask again, counselor.
When did I buy it?
Oh, my God. That's so gross. I went to Costco and bought like a 20-pack of Oral-B heads, and I might change it every day. I'm going to like wear new socks.
You don't need to do that.
Okay, well, I don't care. I'm just going to... So is it normal or nope to change your toothbrush head every month? You're a nope, is what you're saying.
I think it's... But I also think it's normal for people not to. Because
that's not normal.
No, it is. Because like
that's like what people do.
You fall back and like you just don't remember when you changed it. You forget. Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
like, and frayed, and like they put blue on it, and then it's kind of gone. Like they make the color fade.
My
so you
toothbrush
like,
head never gets frayed. How aggressive
are you? You're supposed to.
Mine's frayed. No. Like I just look
almost
at it and
instantly.
It frays.
What?
Because you're supposed to be shoving it into your gum line.
Especially if you have an electric one, you're supposed to let the electric movement do it. You're not scrubbing at the same time. You're not making the movements.
I do both.
You're not supposed to.
Yes,
the
you are.
You're not getting the max. You're not letting the toothbrush do its job.
She's just holding it there?
Yes.
No, that's stupid.
That's what you're supposed
you
to do.
You are so lazy. Move the toothbrush.
I'm not. That's you what are, they say
no,
to do.
No, who's they? They don't say that.
The 4 out of 5
no,
dentists.
No, that's
that,
the that's gum.
Whatever.
No, I think you're wrong. I move it. I definitely I like to,
I do it too tight or too hard. I know I
yeah.
do. But that's yeah.
So okay, here's my okay. This was just the setup of normal or nope. I haven't gotten to today's normal or nope.
Mm.
And the reason I want to bring this up is I know at least one of you is going to get this wrong, and I want to give out the text line right now for anyone who wants to come at these unsanitary pieces of hell.
Oh, okay.
The text line is 51059. Normal or nope? To not wash your hands after peeing when you're at home.
Normal.
Yeah, normal.
Not every time.
If you're aware,
there's
oh my
sometimes
God.
Where I'm in a rush and I only have time to let the dogs out, go to the bathroom and take off.
Yeah. And sometimes I don't wanna.
Okay, I'm gonna.
There's that too. Did you consider that?
Here's the thing. You almost get a pass, T-Hack, because I've made this argument before. As a guy, it is physically possible to tinkle without really getting any germs on you.
Sure.
Because you can like, you're just touching your pants. You're just like, rawr, and you like make room and you're like, rawr, and then you're like, and then you're like,
we need a real visualization.
No,
will you
like,
show us?
It's out and it's like, and then it's like up and you haven't touched anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, if you use your foot to flush, you've literally touched nothing in the bathroom.
Yeah, germ-free.
So there is no, what are you washing off?
Yeah, I don't, if I'm getting my hands dirtier, if anything, by washing them.
Okay, that's stupid.
I don't know, I'm trying to help you.
But like, if
you're not, you didn't add any germs walking into the bathroom.
And the other reason you specifically get a pass is because you don't cook.
Okay, yeah. That's right.
So the condition of your hands means nothing to anybody.
I wash my hands before I cook.
I don't know. What if you're in a hurry? Oh, what if I gotta go stir the mac and cheese? No, that's not a metaphor. I mean, actual, like stir. Like you. So you're saying?
Yes.
Oh God. Please text into 51059 and tell Aaron this is not normal.
I think it's totally normal. What?
It is. Yeah. It is. Yes.
During COVID, you didn't wash your hands every time you walked by anything. You just,
COVID, I washed more for sure.
No, I didn't. No. I never got COVID either.
Oh my God, that's so true. Because you are COVID.
No,
I think you're patient zero.
I embrace the germs. My body's used to germs. Little germs here and there. It's a farm mentality.
Okay.
Rub some dirt on it.
But at Aaron's house, if you're over there and like if you're one of her hinge matches, one of her 10 billion.
I don't invite them over.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of one of the most unconventional fights you're ever going to hear that it's got unseasoned chicken, bug spray, guns, knives.
Okay.
Sounds like a party.
It's going to be a party.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story about how walking your dog can be a very scary thing.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in New Zealand.
Arnar.
Clear. Nar. She was walking her dog.
Heck, I don't see you jumping in on the accent train over there.
say raise up.
But that's Australian. Life. That's not New Zealand. New Zealand's more subtle. Yeah. You did not watch Flight of the Conchords.
They're the same.
My favorite
They're
show.
Close.
They're the same.
It's more subtle. Brit. Like Brett is Brit. Come on, Brit.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
All right, Brit. Yeah, you're right.
It's just a little
But still
Brit.
Like Dinva. Dinva.
Dinva.
Dinva. But here in Dingva. Arnar. All right, this is all we got. Well, we're out of time. Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh, sorry, keep going.
Anyway, a woman in New Zealand was walking her dog on the beach when she stumbled upon a headless corpse.
What? Oh.
Quite the blunder.
Oh my God!
Down under. She said she saw the torso, fingernails, toenails. She immediately called the police and said that she felt so sick.
Arnar!
They arrived to the scene and realized it wasn't actually a real human torso. Oh. It was just a discarded relations doll.
Oh, wow. Very.
No. No.
Hold bad. Up. It's that lifeline?
Yes, they
Who's
are now.
Who's booking the flight? Just me?
Well, it took three police officers to drag her out because of like the water logging or something.
Oh.
But yeah, so.
Okay.
I'm going to be checking the New Zealand Lost and Found Police Department page. I don't have time to tell my story. Mine happened in South Carolina. Apparently, police were eventually called. It started because some chicken in the home was not seasoned properly. Then one guy called another guy a dumb dog. Then they started shoving. The fighting ensued.
Oh, God.
One guy went and got a gun and fired it into the air.
Ooh.
Then Nana got involved. She got
Nana, no.
Would a dumb dog do this?
Nana got a knife out.
Okay.
Then the waylay continued. There's a lot of damage going on in the house. She's got a knife. Somebody's got Raid bug spray.
They're just grabbing anything they can find.
Yeah, what a dumb guy thing Raid bug spray is a weapon. You riddle me this, Arnar.
Yeah, everyone's in jail. That's all I'm saying. There's really no more to my story other than...
Oh, no. Who ate the chicken?
No, but it wasn't seasoned. These were all these stupid people we could find. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't... Okay, it's fine. I just... this. We started an experiment that's basically... because somebody made news by switching their Tinder profile to be in Paris.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of action going on over there.
They just let the matches come their way. This was obviously a female because all dating apps lean hard towards the fairer sex.
Mm-hmm.
She matched with somebody and then looked up on the screen as he won a gold medal. So like,
what are the odds?
So we have tasked Aaron with... we've bought her Tinder gold. did you change your icon on your script?
Like, I didn't.
You should.
Why?
Because then it's gold. You every
it's
time you open it, it's like
wong, wong, wong.
It's like gold.
Is it always called that, or is it just during the Olympics that
no,
we call it Tinder?
No, if you pay. So if you don't pay, Tinder's like red.
Okay.
But there's levels of Tinder, and then when if you buy the bigger levels, they offer to change the color of your. Of your icon.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely do it.
Yeah, I'm
change
like
it,
you're
yeah.
gold right now.
It's unnecessary. Just,
it's only for a week. How long did you buy?
I don't remember what I bought.
I threw money at you.
Yeah,
how
I
much
know.
Did?
I think that one is a month.
It's probably cheaper for a girl. It drives me nuts. Okay, but here's the experiment. We're gonna see if what I wanted the experiment to be is we're gonna see if Aaron can at least. Match with an Olympic athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Any. They don't need to be on a podium. They don't need to
at
see
all.
It. Just any.
Just,
yeah.
Yes.
That's what we want.
And somebody doing something. Like, yeah. They can even be like, they don't even make it through the qualifiers. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's somebody living in an Olympic village.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Here's where it starts to get frustrating for me, and we're going to have to get into this. But as a boy, I no longer pay for Tinder, but let me go in.
Okay. It's like going into a graveyard or something. It's
no,
like,
no, no.
It feels so spooky. It's so empty. It's so
without paying for it. Without paying for it. It tells me I have likes. So if I pay, I can go in and see who those likes are. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Before you match with them, you could just see.
Yes, I can go. And if I like it, then if I say yeah,
then you could match
then
directly.
It's an insta match.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I haven't been on Tinder in months. Imagine how many people like me. Would you like to take a guess?
I don't know.
It's not going to hurt me.
It's either going to let you down or you're going to be like, really?
No, you don't know enough about the app, so you're not going to hurt my feelings. But it's been months of people just scrolling through and finding an attractive...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so how many people do you think?
If it's been months, I would think at least 50. That's my I would say at least, because every time I've seen my friends use Tinder, they're not even looking. They're just right. Just swipe.
I'm left. Because you're like barely anybody's gonna. Yeah, sorry. I'm just a snob. Anyway, I have 72. I have 72 likes.
Okay.
In several months.
That's good.
Yep.
My first guess was like 8, but I had to like no round.
Which would also be accurate, Aaron. Why don't you open your Tinder app and why don't you say aloud to everyone listening how many potential likes are on yours? Is it near 72?
Yeah, it's close.
How many?
9,479.
My God, it's got to be good to be a woman.
Her phone is smoking. It's
like... You have 9,000 people.
Yeah.
Of that, how many people are in Paris, do you think?
A lot.
Do you think 1,000?
I would say 1,000.
You have 1,000 different men to sort through right now.
Yes, that are in Paris.
Or they say they're in Paris, yeah. Right? Because she says she's
exactly.
In Paris,
it could
too.
Be
so.
Like, yeah, everybody could be lying to everybody. Yeah,
yes. It could be a guy down the hall.
100%.
Yeah. It is probably it you? Is.
I did change my... I'm like, Aaron, hey! Hi! Hey!
What brings you here?
Have you looked at any that you think may potentially be an athlete?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, can we see him?
Yes. He has in his bio.
No.
That he
What?
And I'm trying to research him.
Is he speaking English?
He speaks French.
Oh boy.
Okay.
But he also has love. Looking for short-term fun, which makes it seem like it might be real, cuz otherwise
okay.
He doesn't have the blue check to like confirm if it's a real person
he
or whatever.
He doesn't have the blue check.
Mm-mm.
But that dude's far too hot. So he's definitely an athlete or he's a bot.
Yeah.
It's all good or it's all bad.
Well, have you messaged him or anything?
No.
Has it seen bot? No? Oh.
Here's what happens to you.
Holding out for a gold medalist.
like when you...
Well, it does say that he got gold.
Okay.
Does it really?
In his bio, but I don't know.
It says he got gold.
Yeah, two.
Tinder
it does?
Goals.
Yes. So I'm trying to figure out who he is because it doesn't say last names.
So, but speaking French, he could be from Canada, or
true.
He could be from France, or he could be from any, are there other provinces that speak? Do you want to get with this guy? Do you want to,
we can. Yeah.
Should we pony up the dough to fly him here?
I mean, that seems excessive.
Why? If you can hump an Olympic athlete, I will throw down. Because here's the thing. When I see somebody hot on Tinder, they never have, like, if they don't have a blue check mark, then you're like looking at them and you're like, they, all their
could
pictures.
Be a catfish.
It's totally
could
be, a catfish,
yeah.
More often than not, because they'll be like, what do you do? I'm here opening a fashion boutique and finding other investors for my crypto. And you're like, ugh, there it is.
I see.
Like, you're just, it's like, would you like to invest in my fashion boutique or the crypto? And I'm like, neither. I would like to be naked with you, but I don't think you're here. Yeah. I think you're. Yeah.
Ironically, the clothes are not what I'm worried about.
Right, 100%. Or pretend currency. I don't want to do any of that. So what are we going to do now? We need to.
Yeah, what sport is he? Does it say that?
No, but his bio said something along the lines of who, I had to use Google Translate and it says who oars with me on vacation. So I'm assuming it's like rowing or something.
Wow, those guys are pretty
He's
fit.
He's just jacked.
He's ribbed.
Okay. I'll message him. What are we doing?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Like that.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. It science has come out with what I've always known.
No.
Gen Z,
no.
Aaron's generation, Aaron specifically,
no.
are the biggest cheaters.
Aaron.
No.
The other day, I don't remember what we were talking about, but we were talking
about.
I don't remember if it was an OPP or something was happening. And I was like, I just kind of looked around the room. I feel like we've all sort of begun the metamorphosis of turning into the same person.
Yeah.
Let's look around what we're wearing today.
I literally was just thinking
that. Oh my God. Okay. But so I made the assumption that everyone in this room has, first off, I think everyone in this room has been cheated on. Am I right?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Are you right? Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, with you.
Let's see, what time is it today?
It's, oh my God. It's fairly, yeah. You just gotta.
I have a cheatable face.
I was going to say punchable. Stop. Punchable face.
I've heard them both.
Cheatable. No, I mean, I don't mean it bad. It's just you're so nice. And I think that's.
I've heard that
now
too.
Now I get it.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like at a certain point, like I don't think your wife would ever cheat on you.
No.
Because
no.
You're a great husband, great father. And it's just like she doesn't want to screw that up. And I also don't know that she's
also a great person and wouldn't.
Yeah, I just think she wouldn't. Yeah.
You don't think she ever did?
No.
You think she's ever cheated on anybody in her life?
So this question is kind of tough for me because we got married really, really young, right? She was 21. I was 24 maybe. So we were very young. So like I have cheated one time, but it was on a girl I dated in high school. And I did.
And what does cheating to you mean? You had relations with somebody else while you were in a relationship with somebody?
No, I kissed another girl. She kind of kissed me. If I'm sticking to my story
from back then. And that
counts
as cheating to you?
At the time, yeah, it does. Because I was dating a girl. I kissed another girl. And I did it one time. And I know enough that I'm not a cheater. Because it destroyed me. It was terrible. I felt so guilty.
What was
so bad
about it? I don't understand.
The feeling guilty part.
But you didn't.
Do you not have that?
Do you not have a conscience?
Yeah.
I do now. Like, once I got cheated on, then I'm like, okay, I can't do that anymore. Because now I know what it feels like on the other side.
Mm.
But before that...
That's terrible.
I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying...
I'm saying with my wife, like, so I don't... When she was in high school, I don't know.
Maybe.
Like, we haven't really gone over... I don't think that's really relevant, though, your high school relationships to, like, real world.
Okay, so this is, let's just get into what we think cheating is. Like, do you think cheating where do you think it comes from? Because for me, I was a young man with an insatiable appetite for relations.
Hear, hear.
Okay.
So was I.
So
yes.
That's why I'm asking
you. You could have just stopped at young male.
Right.
We get it.
But so the best way to make that happen is to have...
self-control,
multiple ports in a storm.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have like oh, she's traveling, so I gotta go over here, or oh, she's working over there, so I gotta work over here.
I don't think so.
Why not? Like, I'm not condoning it, and God, no one open the text line because I don't want to see what they're saying. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying,
but
I understand where it comes
it's
from.
It's a thing that happens. Yeah. And just same like me, like that was a situation where it was like, I'm going for it. I know it's wrong. I knew like all the things, you know, it's wrong.
And yeah, I didn't have that.
Oh, okay.
Oh my gosh.
But so this is where it gets weird for me because I find Aaron is an Aries. Mm-hmm. I'm an Aries. Mm-hmm. I find us while we're not the same on a lot of levels. I kind of thought we were the same on this level.
Mm.
I just kind of put you.
Interesting.
Help me, T-Hack. Tell me you look at Aaron and go, oh my God, no. Like, don't you see her? Like, regular Aaron standing in front of you right now.
I would never
cheat. You would never cheat. I don't think you would.
No. Never have, never will.
Aaron. Would cheat.
No.
Aaron would cheat. When Aaron, it's like, like
when the drinks are flowing or having a good time when
Colorado State Troopers are in here and Tiak is seven tequila lemonades deep,
dancing in the corner,
booting and rallying and then dancing. in front of police officers
yeah.
to try to prove his sobriety. That guy would cheat.
No.
T-Yak
no.
would cheat.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, I don't think so.
You don't get sideways and go...
No.
No, I don't think no. you do now well, because no. you have too much to lose.
No, if anything, I would get more lovey, I would say. I would go the other way.
That's what I'm saying. More, you get more
no,
lovey
but more,
and you're...
More attached instead of less attached.
Right, but your wife's not here, so then you're just like getting attached. That doesn't happen to you.
No, it doesn't. It honestly doesn't. And I think I give off that vibe because the opportunities never even present themselves.
No, they don't present themselves
to me. But I was thinking
about
this the other day. Like, I DJ almost every weekend. I'm out in the club. I'm downtown. It's like... I'd never even get approached. I think I somehow put off the vibe that like he's not gonna.
That's one way
it
to...
might be the wedding ring.
No. That doesn't stop it. For some okay.
I was hoping it was that. It's a big blow to the confidence.
Hey, play along.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
Nine.
So we started this thing called Normal or Nope. It's basically human behaviors that one of us kind of does, or we think everybody does, and we're looking for validation on, like, do you think it's normal to not buy, like, to not abide by things when it says, like, change your toothbrush head every 3 weeks or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Totally, yeah. Totally
it's, I think
normal.
It's a month at a max. What? You're supposed to, you're only, is what? It normal? Yes, it's a month, dude. Okay. Grotesque. How long? When was the last time you?
What year did I graduate?
Oh my God,
you don't. Like that's why you like Aaron and I for a while had the matching Quip toothbrushes.
I still use my Quip.
I you bounced. Oh. I went to the Oral-B spinny one.
Oh,
because I read something that it was better.
Okay. Wow.
I threw
no
away
loyalty.
Three Quips.
Mine broke too. I had Quip for a while too, and then it broke, and then that's when I got off.
What you color either, did you have?
I had the black one, but not the all black. I had the white.
All black with white. Still, I had all black.
Yeah, I know.
At the end.
Yep, you're better than me. I remember.
You guys are too aggressive with them.
At least Quip, once a month, you'd get a new thing.
Yeah, and the new batteries and everything,
yes.
Which I always hated that because it's like, these batteries aren't dead yet. And then that's when I started getting in trouble too because then I wasn't changing the batteries. At the same rate.
You are such a hoarder.
Yet. I am a hoarder.
The reason you're changing is because it's going to die. You don't have to wait for it to die.
But just, there's still juice left in them. That,
so?
It wasn't for me. It wasn't. Now I have a rechargeable one, and I don't have to worry about the batteries.
And when was the last time you changed the head? I ask again, counselor.
When did I buy it?
Oh, my God. That's so gross. I went to Costco and bought like a 20-pack of Oral-B heads. And I might change it every day. I'm going to like wear new socks.
You don't need to do that.
Okay, well, I don't care. I'm just going to... So is it normal or nope to change your toothbrush head every month? You're a nope, is what you're saying.
I think it's... But I also think it's normal for people not to.
That's not normal.
No, it is. Because like...
That's like what people do.
You fall back and like you just don't remember when you changed it. You forget.
Yeah,
and then
all
of a sudden...
Like, and frayed. And like they put blue on it and then it's kind of gone. Like they make the color fade.
My
so you like...
My toothbrush head never gets frayed. How aggressive
are
you?
You're supposed to...
Mine's frayed.
No.
Like I just look
almost
at it and
instantly.
It frays.
What?
Because you're supposed to be shoving it into your gum line.
No, especially if you have an electric one. You're supposed to let the electric movement do it. You're not scrubbing at the same time. You're not making the movements.
I do both.
You're not supposed to.
Yes, you are.
You're not getting the max. You're not letting the toothbrush do its job.
So you're just holding it there?
Yes.
No, that's stupid.
That's what you're supposed to do.
You are so lazy. Move the toothbrush.
I'm not. That's what they say to do.
No, who's they? They don't say that.
The 4 out of 5
no,
dentists.
No, that's
that,
the... That's gum.
Whatever.
No. I think you're wrong. I move it. I definitely I like... To,
I do it too tight. Or too hard. I know I do. But... That's, yeah.
So, okay. Here's my, okay. This was just the setup of Normal or Nope. I haven't gotten to today's Normal or Nope.
Mm.
And the reason I want to bring this up is I know at least one of you is going to get this wrong. And I want to give out the text line right now for anyone who wants to come at these unsanitary pieces of hell.
Oh, okay.
The text line is 51059. Normal or Nope to not wash your hands after peeing when you're at home.
Normal. Not every time.
If you're aware,
there's
oh my God.
Where I'm in a rush and I only have time to let the dogs out, go to the bathroom and take off.
And sometimes I don't wanna.
Okay, I'm gonna.
There's that too. Did you consider that?
Here's the thing. You almost get a pass, T-Hack, because I've made this argument before. As a guy, it is physically possible to tinkle without really getting any germs on you.
Sure.
Because you can, like, you're just touching your pants. You're just like, rawr, and you, like, make room, and you're like, rawr, and then you're like, and then you're like,
we need a real visualization. No,
like,
show us.
It's out, and it's like, and then it's like up, and you haven't touched anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, and if you foot, if you use your foot to flush, you've literally touched nothing in the bathroom.
Yeah, germ-free.
So there is no, what are you washing off?
Yeah, I don't. If I'm getting my hands dirtier, if anything, by washing them.
Okay, that's stupid.
I don't know. I'm trying to help you.
But like, if
you're not you didn't get any. You didn't add any germs walking into the bathroom.
And the other reason you specifically get a pass is because you don't cook.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
So the condition of your hands means nothing to anybody.
I wash my hands before I cook.
I don't know. What if you're in a hurry? Oh. What if I gotta go stir the mac and cheese? No, that's not a metaphor. I mean, actual, like, stir. Like, you, so you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, God. Please text into 51059 and tell Aaron this is not normal.
I think it's totally normal.
It is. Yeah. It is, yes.
During COVID, you didn't wash your hands every time you walked by anything. You
just, COVID, I washed more for sure.
No, I didn't. No. I never got COVID either.
Oh my God, that's so true. Because you are COVID.
No,
I think you're patient zero.
I embrace the germs. My body's used to germs. Little germs here and there. It's a farm mentality.
Okay.
Rub some dirt on it.
But at Aaron's house, if you're over there and like if you're one of her hinge matches, one of her 10 billion.
I don't invite them over.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of one of the most unconventional fights you're ever going to hear that it's got unseasoned chicken, bug spray, guns, knives.
Okay.
Sounds like a party.
It's going to be a party.
All right. Mm-hmm. I've got a story about how walking your dog can be a very scary thing.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A woman in New Zealand.
Arnar.
Clear Nar. She was walking her dog.
Heck, I don't see you jumping in on the accent train over there.
say raise up.
But that's Australian. Life. That's not New Zealand. New Zealand's more subtle. Yeah. You did not watch Flight of the Conchords.
They're the same.
My favorite
They're
show.
Close.
They're the same.
It's more subtle. Brit. Like Brett is Brit. Come on, Brit.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
All right, Brit. Yeah, you're right.
It's just a little
But still
Brit.
Like Dinva. Dinva.
Dinva.
We're here in Dinva. Arnar. All right, this is all we got. Well, we're out of time. Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh, sorry. Keep going.
Anyway, a woman in New Zealand was walking her dog on the beach when she stumbled upon a headless corpse.
What? Oh.
Quite the blunder.
Oh, my God.
Down under. She said she saw the torso, fingernails, toenails. She immediately called the police and said that she felt so sick.
Arnar.
They arrived to the scene and realized it wasn't actually a real human torso.
Oh.
It was just a discarded relations doll.
Oh, wow. Very.
No. No.
Hold
bad.
Up.
It's that life.
Yes, they
Who's
are
booking
now.
The flight? Just me?
Well, it took three police officers to drag her out because of like the water logging or something.
Oh.
But yeah, so.
Okay.
I'm going to be checking the New Zealand Lost and Found Police Department page. I don't have time to tell my story. Mine happened in South Carolina. Apparently, police were eventually called. It started because some chicken in the home was not seasoned properly.
Mm.
Okay. Then one guy called another guy a dumb dog. Then they started shoving. The fighting ensued.
Oh, God.
One guy went and got a gun and fired it into the air.
Ooh.
Then Nana got involved. She got
Nana,
in-
no.
Would a dumb dog do this?
Nana got a knife out.
Okay.
Then the waylay continued. There's a lot of damage going on in the house. She's got a knife. Somebody's got Raid bug spray.
They're just grabbing anything they can find.
Yeah, what a dumb guy think Raid bug spray is a weapon.
You riddle me this. Arnar.
Yeah, everyone's in jail. That's all I'm saying. There's really no more to my story other than...
Oh, no. Who ate the chicken?
No, it wasn't season. These were all these stupid people we could find. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.